in any 4-H activities, club meetings, or 4-H events until they have re-enrolled for the new year and have been approved. So take a few moments now if yourself, like if you are in 4-H online or if your youth are in 4-H online, take a moment to re-enroll them for this new year. The website is super easy to remember. It is just 4HOnline.com. No spaces, no symbols, just 4HOnline.com. And another really good reason to re-enroll in 4-H online is because it helps us know what to expect for our clubs coming into the new year. So, you know, we need to have a certain member or number of members and a club in order to keep it going. So that's why it's important to get those enrollments in by the end of this month so that we can get the clubs up and rolling for the new year. It's pretty easy to do. So if you are a returning family, just log into your 4-H online account. Then you can find the name of the individual you want to re-enroll. You can select Enroll Now, which should be right next to the name, or I believe it's Complete Enrollment if you are a volunteer. And then you'll be prompted to update some basic information before you can submit that re-enrollment for approval. So, you know, 4-H Online is not the most intuitive website. So if you have trouble, I have a resources page that I could send to you. You can also reach out to me with any questions. And if I don't know the answer, I will find the answer for you. So if you have any trouble, just shoot me a message at aswick@ncsu.edu. So that's aswick@ncsu.edu. So again, just try to do that before January 31st if you're a returning member. You can enroll in 4-H Online for the first time as well. You might need to fill out a little bit more information about the youth than if you were to re-enroll. But you can enroll youth for the first time now. You can enroll youth throughout the year as well. But like I said, it's important that we have those enrollments done, if possible, by the 31st so we can know, you know, what clubs are going to be active this year, how many members each club will have, so we can let the volunteers know what to expect and that sort of thing. So again, just reach out if you have any questions, but please do re-enroll in 4-H Online. We have clubs that youth can choose from. We also have projects and a whole bunch of other really great opportunities coming to 4-H this year.
Well, now, Lexi, for some folks that may be listening that may not be internet savvy, that would like to get their grandchildren or something involved in 4-H, they can always ask a family member, or they can call up to the local Person County office at 336-599-1195 and ask for you, and you can offer, I guess, maybe some other alternatives for sign-ups.
Well, so we don't necessarily have an alternative for sign up, but I can certainly offer help to sign up. So we could have you bring in your computer and I could sit down with you and tell you what fields to fill in, what's important. We do have to have it online in our system. But like I said, we're happy to help. If you give our office a call and I'm not there, you can leave a message with our administrative assistant, Sandy. Please leave your email address as well, because it's a lot easier to communicate some of these links through email than it is through word of mouth.
I understand the point then. So it's a lot easier if you can go online, and if not, if you have some questions, don't hesitate to ask, and Lexi will do whatever she can. But 4-H has so much to offer. Any young person between the age of 5 up to the age of 18. Now, Lexi, as far as 4-H groups and clubs that are active here in Roxburgh and Person County, what are some of them?
Well, we've got 4 that are going to be active in this new year, which is really exciting. Last year we had 2 clubs that were active, and I'm really thrilled to get some of this stuff up off the ground. So I'll kind of just go in order of what we've got as far as upcoming meeting dates. So we have a sewing club. Now, this club has been around for a while now. It was one of the clubs we had last year, and it is going to continue into this year. Our leader for the sewing club is Kat Love. She's wonderful, really great educator. And so we're lucky to have her as leader. And the sewing club, they meet on the last Thursday of every month at 5:30, typically in the Person County office building. So that is at 304 South Morgan Street in Roxboro. The club will normally choose a project that can be completed in a few club meetings. So you might, you know, say, oh, well, we want to make a scarf or something like that, and or we want to make an apron. That would be a project selected by the club members and worked on over the course of a couple of meetings. Last year, one of the projects that they chose was a tote bag. That was a really fun one. I think you've really enjoyed that, being able to create something that they can actually use for themselves and or give to somebody else to use. Several club members even entered their tote bags in the state fair last year and won some ribbons. So that's a really great opportunity as well. You know, if you have an artistic youth or even just somebody, they don't have to be artistic, somebody who just wants to try out sewing and maybe enter something in the fair, the sewing club is a really great way to do that. So again, their first meeting of the year is going to be on Thursday, January 25th at 5:30 p.m. That's at the Person County office building. You can come and speak with the sewing club to discuss some ideas for club meetings and also decide on new projects for this new year. Some possibilities also for club meetings include working with the Person County needleworkers, taking field trips, and just more. I mean, there's a lot that you can do in a sewing club, and we're excited to see where it takes us this year. One of the really great things about 4-H is and 4-H clubs is that youth really have a voice in directing the path of the club throughout the year. So, you know, if somebody, if the entire club is not interested in quilting, for example, you know, they're going to decide not to quilt. They're going to decide to do something that they're all going to enjoy and get something out of. And it's really neat to be able to see what youth are interested in, what kind of drives them, and, you know, what's important to them.
Lexi, you know, you said it all right there. You never know what can you can introduce to a young person that will maybe start a spark of something that just creates a huge amount of interest in that person to where they will just go on and enjoy something from that learning experience. 4-H, a lot of people have been involved in 4-H. A lot of famous people have been involved in 4-H. And it teaches so many valuable lessons that that person will use throughout their life. So if you've got a youth in your family, whether they go to public schools, private school, or if they are homeschooled, 4-H would be a wonderful outlet for them to get together with other people and learn about different things. And in a sense, 4-H has just a wide open variety of possibilities for different clubs. And I'm glad to hear that you've got some, you know, new clubs that's starting up this year. And I can tell in your voice that you are extremely excited about it. Lexi, we need to take a break. I need to get a message on for North Main Street Tacos. They're located right there close by North Main IGA, Our Pride Foods, right up the street from Miss Eleanor's Antique. But the best way to lay out the location of North Main Street Tacos is the old Big Al's building. Now, Lexi, I know you don't know where the old Big Al's building is at, but folks in this area know where Big Al's used to be located. Here's more information from North Main Street Tacos.
Hello, everybody. My name is Arcadio Garcia. And me and my wife run the North Main Street Tacos. It used to be Big Al's. We're located in 1136 North Main Street in Roxboro. We just want to let you know we serve breakfast now, Mexican breakfast. Please come and see us. We got a food truck coming up too. And all these customers we already have, thank you so much for your love and support. We appreciate everything. And todos los clientes que hablan español, muchas gracias por todo. Ahora tenemos ricos desayunos todos los días. Vénganos a visitar. Y las personas que trabajan con nosotros, muchas gracias por todo. And God bless everyone.
Open 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Sunday 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. 336-647-4218. The address, 1136 North Main Street. North Main Street Tacos has delicious food. They also have a pickup window for those unable to come inside. 336-647-4218. Again, that's North Main Street Tacos. Head on down and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can't go wrong. You will thoroughly enjoy. And as I said earlier, add a slice of the tres leches cake on. You'll be glad you did. And they also have churros. Lexi, are you one that enjoys Mexican food?
I do. I did not eat a lot of it growing up. But as an adult, it's one of the best.
Me too. So our guest on the program today is Miss Lexi Swick. She is the 4-H agent for Person Counting. Lexi, if you'll allow me just a few minutes, I want to make mention of several upcoming vaccination and Coggins clinics for horses. One is going to be 1 week from tomorrow at Person County Saddle Club, 3814 Edwin Robertson Road, from 9 a.m. till 1. Tillerson Equine will be there on hand, drawing blood for the Coggins, and they will be offering vaccinations. So if you're getting ready for horse show season or maybe trail riding season, you definitely want to make sure that you have your updated Coggins papers with you anytime you travel. And again, this will be next Saturday, the 27th, at Person County Saddle Club, 3814 Edwin Robertson Road, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Also, the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service is scheduled a Coggins clinic and equine vaccination clinic to be held at Southern States in Oxford at 607 Hillsborough Street. Now, this will be taking place on the last Saturday in February, 8 a.m. till 12 noon. Now, the way that they conduct the Coggins and vaccination clinic there at the Southern States in Oxford, they ask that you call Kim Woods, who is the livestock agent for Person in Granville Counties, and they try to schedule appointments because the parking lot there is not so huge. They don't want, you know, a lot of horse trailers and all coming in and taking up all the parking places. So they ask that if you attend that Coggins clinic, that if you just call Kim Woods at 919-603-1350 and make an appointment as to what time you can be there between 8 a.m. and 12 noon. That way it will just kind of keep the traffic flowing smooth and easy. So a couple of different Coggins clinics available. One is on the 27th here in Roxboro at Person County Saddle Club. Then the one we just mentioned will be on Saturday, February 24th in Oxford at Southern States. Lexi, now the last time we talked, you had made mention about with some of the 4-H, you've got some folks interested in a horse club and just several different ones. And I know it just fills your heart and makes you smile ear to ear with all the more or less excitement of people getting involved in 4-H.
Absolutely. It's a really great opportunity. I've said this before. I didn't grow up in 4-H, but I really wish I had. Just the opportunities that are there are pretty unmatched. And it's a really great opportunity for youth to have an educational experience outside of the classroom. And, you know, every 4-H club is free to join and free to participate in, which is something that we're pretty proud to say. You know, we want to make sure that these opportunities are extended to everybody as much as possible. So we do have this horse club that is coming to 2024 4-H in Pearson County. It is going to be called the Hoof-Hearted Horse Club. So that name was just decided on. I think it's a really nice one. And we're really excited for what the horse club is going to bring. Our leader is Kim Bernard. She has been wonderful working with so far and getting this club up and started. She is extremely knowledgeable about horses. You know, the horse club is going to focus on educational topics such as diet and nutrition, parts of the horse, caring for horses. So there's vaccinations and treating parasites, like you mentioned with the Coggins Clinic, and horse showing basics as well. So learning about Tennessee walking horses that the leader has on site will also be a component of the club. But the club also hopes to visit some other horse farms and even just other farms around the county to learn about other types of horses, varying breeds, and just other animals. You don't need to own a horse to participate in this club. That's one of the wonderful things, like I was saying earlier, that you don't need to shell out a ton of money at all to be a part of 4-H. And it is important to note, though, that the club, it's not going to be a substitute for riding lessons. It's going to be about those educational topics that I said. And, you know, there will be some interaction with the horses as well. The horse club, the Hoof-Hearted Horse Club, they're tentatively planning to hold their inaugural meeting on Monday, January 29th at 6 p.m. at Barnwood Stables. So Barnwood Stables is located at 71 Victor Williford Road in Roxborough. That's about 10 minutes northwest of the city. Just keep in mind that this meeting date is tentative, so just stay up to date on the meeting dates and plans for the horse club by following our Facebook page and also enrolling your youth in 4-H online. That is one of the ways that I send out newsletters to families about dates and events in 4-H. And so if you're in 4-H online, you will be receiving those emails and be able to, you know, stay up to date and have accurate information about our clubs. One thing to also note is that the horse club, you know, all the clubs in 4-H are required to do a service project throughout the year. And this is really to just increase community engagement and show youth the value of community engagement and community service. At the first horse club meeting, the plan is to have youth create Valentine's Day cards for some folks here who may not have a Valentine or someone to give them a Valentine's Day card. So that will be a really fun, exciting opportunity at that first meeting to get a little bit of a service project out of the way and just help some local folks around this time of year. You know, our sewing club, they also do a service project, as well as the Livestock Club and Youth on Target as well. It's just, like I said, a really great way for youth to get out into the community and serve their community. So in addition to the horse club, we have our Livestock Club. Our Livestock Club actually already held their first meeting of the year because they meet on the first Tuesday of every month. So the Livestock Club meets at 6 p.m. Typically, their main meeting place is the Pearson County Office Building, again, which is at 304 South Morgan Street in Roxborough. We have some really great club leaders. We've got Kimberly Herman, Kirsten Davis, and Chris Davis. They are very knowledgeable also about livestock and have animals of their own. The club also takes field trips pretty frequently. So just check with myself or one of the club leaders for meeting plans before each meeting to make sure that you have the correct meeting location. The Livestock Club for this next meeting in February, they've invited a guest speaker to present at this next meeting. So Whitney Barnes, the president of the Beekeepers Association, is going to be coming in to teach youth all about bees and the importance of pollination while incorporating some fun activities. You know, you don't typically think about bees when you think about livestock, but bees are really, and pollinators in general, are really just essential to life on Earth. They pollinate the plants that feed the animals, who feed us. So it's really neat to have the opportunity to kind of connect some of these larger topics back to smaller important topics as well. So again, it's going to take place at the Person County Office Building on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m.
Always something going on with 4-H and the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. One thing I also want to make mention, Lexi was talking about the horse club. This is being actually hosted by the Alamance County Center of the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service on Saturday, January 27th at 1 p.m. They will have Equine Law Tack Room Talk, horse ownership stages, helpful tips. They'll have a question and answer session. They'll have a couple of different guest speakers. You can find out more information on this taking place at the Alamance County Center, 209-C North Graham Hopedale Road in Burlington. And even though it is in Alamance County, Person County residents, you know, are welcome. You would just need to pre-register. Something else that they will be hosting, they will have a small flock poultry seminar on February the 29th. That will be from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. And I just realized that it is leap year this year. Wow. So that will be on Thursday the 29th of February. And I know coming up in a little bit, Lexi has some exciting news that she wants to pass along about the Feather Classic coming back in 2024. Now, Lexi, when you're talking about the horse clubs, I think it's really neat. You don't have to own a horse, you know, to be in this club and in this group. But you can learn so much. And I've had a lot of young people tell me that they want a horse. And a horse is more work than some people may even realize. But the thing about it is, if you do have a horse, it teaches you responsibility. And you can build a wonderful relationship between you and your horse. But again, the nice thing about whether you have chickens, a horse, a pony, a cow, goats, sheep, chickens, whatever it may be, once you learn that that animal depends on you for its welfare, that is something that is really good for building responsibility. And I think it's so many people these days don't really consider responsibility something that is important. But to me, it is extremely important. When you have the responsibility of doing this and that, where people depend on you, and not only people, but animals depend on you for their good and well care, Lexi, that can be something that will help open the eyes of a young person to realize, in a sense, that's what life is all about.
That's right. That's right. It's really, you know, kind of an unmatched feeling when you're caring for an animal and you show up to that animal and that animal is just happy to see you.
And, you know, the thing about it is animals cannot talk, but they have an odd way of communicating with us in ways that we can understand, meaning our horses are right across the road from our house. Well, every evening about when it's time to feed them, they come and they stand in the pasture to where you can see them very easily. And every now and again, they will, you know, whinny, and that's their way of saying, hey, here I am over here. Like, they're waving at me and say, hey, bring us something to eat. And so it's just, animals can teach you a tremendous amount. And Lexi, I know as of last year, if I remember correctly, you had never had anything to do with chickens, but 1 year in, you're still as excited as you've always been, and you're already excited and getting ready for the Feather Classic 2024, correct?
That is right. Yeah, it's coming up, if you can believe it. It feels like it just ended, but it's already starting again.
Now, for those folks that want to participate in the Feather Classic this year, what should a person do?
Well, so we have an interest meeting coming up. We just had our first interest meeting. That was earlier this week. And we had some participation from surrounding counties. This is a 4-county chicken show with Caswell County, Orange County, Durham County, and Person County. And so we had some interest earlier this week. Our next interest meeting is going to be on Tuesday, February 13th at 6 p.m. So if you still want some more information about the Feather Classic, you're more than welcome to attend that virtual interest meeting. And registration for the Feather Classic opens on February 1st, and it closes on February 29th at 5 p.m. So we're going to be posting a lot of information about this program on our Facebook, and also sending out information about the program in 4-H Online. So again, another reason to get re-enrolled in 4-H Online. But we are really excited about the Feather Classic this year. In the past, you know, it hasn't gone so well. There was the original Feather Classic before I was working as an agent, but then I believe it was 2 consecutive years it was canceled, and last year was our second time, so we're excited to do it again. This year we have some exciting breeds to choose from. So really, the way that this program works is that in usually in April, you will receive 6 baby chicks of a particular breed of chicken. And the youth will raise those chicks to adult hens throughout the next several months, and then show those chickens at the Feather Classic show, which is going to be in October. So this is really kind of like a long-term project, but it's one that I highly recommend. You know, I've mentioned it feels like 1,000 times before, you know, that I kind of participated alongside youth with this project last year because I hadn't had any experience with agriculture, and it's really a great way to kind of get in the door if that's something that you're interested in. Chickens are relatively easy to take care of. Of course, they do require some responsibility, like Rob was saying, about horses and any animal that relies on you, but we've got some exciting opportunities. We've got some workshops that youth can attend or that they're required to attend throughout this program. Of course, you have to be between the ages of 5 and 18 as of January 1st in order to participate in 4-H, but also in this program. So youth, they will get their 6 chicks in April. They will attend a biosecurity workshop. And biosecurity, for those who might not know, I certainly didn't know about a year ago. It means keeping a hygienic living area for your animals, making sure that you're not transmitting diseases to yourself or to the chickens from yourself or other chickens. Diseases can spread quickly, and you just want to make sure that you're being sanitary and providing them the proper care, making sure that there are no predators that can get into the chicken coop, and making sure that you're doing everything to make their lives as good as possible. The program also requires a project record book. So project record books are kind of staples of 4-H, and they're really just an ongoing record of a youth participant's participation in the program or in 4-H. So a lot of 4-H programs will require you to turn in a record book at the end of the project, and that is what we are doing here with the Feather Classic. So while youth are raising their chicks to the adult hens, they are keeping track of, you know, the cost, so how much money they're putting into it for feed, for the coop, you know, if they construct one or if they buy one, if they decide to sell their eggs when their chickens start laying eggs, that can be something that's recorded in the project record book as well. And this is really just a way to help youth begin reflecting on their experience in a more meaningful way than they might if they didn't, you know, keep records or consider what they were doing and the impact it was having on them. So we are also going to be having a required workshop on project record books. There's a template to follow, so it's not like you have to come up with this off the top of your head. And it would be required to show chickens in the show in October. And, you know, throughout this program, we're also going to be offering some supplemental activities and programs just to kind of stay on top of things throughout the months. There will be an online chicken escape room, which is, I haven't done that yet. It's an interesting concept to me, so I should probably check that out. The breeds of chickens that we're going to have this year are Easter Eggers and Golden Buff. So these are both pretty good egg layers. The Easter Egger, they are named that because of the colors of eggs that they lay. So you never really know what you're going to get with an Easter Egger, and that's kind of what makes it fun. So sometimes their eggs could be green, sometimes it could be blue, pink, even like a light brown. So it's just a really neat kind of surprise. You know, you put this work into raising your chicken, and then you get to see what color egg that chicken lays. And they lay 280 eggs per year, which is quite a lot. No two of these birds look the same, so that's another really fun aspect of the Easter Egger. So you can have a flock that has a bunch of different unique birds. They're not going to switch the color of eggs they lay in their lifetime. They're not like the horse of a different color in the Wizard of Oz. They're going to choose one color and just, they're going to lay that same color egg, but that color could be green. It could be blue. Like I said, could be like a pink or light brownish color. And, the other breed that we're going to be offering is the Golden Buff. So this, chicken breed has a variety of different names you might be familiar with, like the Golden Comet or, there are some other names that I'm blanking on.
It's one of them, the Buff or Orton, Orphanton, or something like that?
No, so that's actually an entirely different breed.
Okay.
So the Buff Orpington is a purebred chicken. The Golden Buff is actually a mix, and it has become its own breed now. But they are known for their egg production. They lay over 300 eggs a year, so that's really getting up there. They are a brown egg layer. And these ones are actually pretty calm and quiet, as far as I know. They kind of have like a buff, which would be, for those who maybe don't know, is kind of like a tan color, or like a very light brown, or the color could be like a light red when these chickens grow up. So I'm really excited for this Feather Classic. It's going to be a great time. You know, we're going to move forward and hope that everything goes well. The chicks should be coming in April. You raise them, you show them, you have the opportunity, of course, to win ribbons and prizes at the chicken show. You also have the opportunity to win ribbons and prizes for the record books that you turn in at the show. So there is a showmanship component to this show, which is how the youth handles the chicken and what the youth knows about the chicken itself. But there's also a production category at the show, which takes a look at how well the chicken can lay eggs. So there are two different kinds of competition, or a couple different kinds of competition in this program. And I really like the setup. You know, that showmanship is all about you as the showman, as the 4-H'er, and what you know, and that the production class is more about the birds, so that you have an opportunity to kind of show that you do know things, you have learned a lot, even if maybe your chickens aren't the best egg layers, you still have an opportunity to win some awards that way.
Well, Lexi, it seems to me that you have become quite the chickenologist. Did you ever think you would have the interest that you have now years ago in chickens?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't even know. To be quite honest with you, and this is kind of surprising maybe to some, I don't think that I had really ever seen a chicken in real life until we went and picked up those chicks last year for the Feather Classic.
Wow, really?
Really.
Now, so registration to be a part of the Feather Classic starts February 1st, but you have to register by the end of February. You will receive the chicks in April, and is it six chicks?
That's right. We do have a couple of options. So, you know, if you have one child who wants to do the Feather Classic, you can do the traditional six chicks option. But say you have two or three youth who want to participate in the Feather Classic at home, instead of buying, you know, with six times three is 24 chickens, you can buy, you know, a smaller amount. So you can add on, you know, maybe two extra chickens, or, you know, four if you have the three youth at home who want to participate as well. That comes at a little bit of a lower cost. The cost that we have landed on for the Feather Classic this year is just around $40 for the single participant. That would include those six chicks, a t-shirt, and of course those educational workshops. And I believe we're going to provide a very small bag of Ziploc bag of feed upon pickup for youth. And I just think it's going to be a really great time.
It sounds like it. And for that, with the price of chicks, with the price of feed, that's a small price to pay. And the thing about it is, these chicks are yours. You take them and participate at the Feather Classic. If you win an award, wonderful. If you don't, you've got the experience. And you get to keep the chickens. And I guess you still have your chickens from last year, correct?
I do still have my chickens. They're cold chickens right now, but they're still around.
Well, now, are they laying any now, Lexi?
You know, they have really slowed down quite a bit. I was really looking forward to the solstice because, you know, the days started getting longer and chickens need a certain amount of daylight to know to lay their eggs. And it has actually declined a little bit since that. So I'm hoping with the warmer temperatures and, you know, a little bit more time, we'll get back up to five eggs a day.
They will. They will come on back around. They sure will. I want to make mention of this. The Southern Farm Show will be taking place in Raleigh on Wednesday, January 31st through Friday, February 2nd. And Michaela Berryhill, who is a crops agent, sent out some information. And Brian Pasternak, an administrator for the Office of the Foreign Labor Certification, Employment Training Administration in the U.S. Department of Labor has been invited to the Gap Connections, and they will be having a meeting there on Friday the 2nd at 2:30 in the Holzhauser building at the Farm Show. Those that attended the Farm Labor Forum in Granville County or the North Carolina Growers Association meeting in Raleigh have earned the final rule that significantly changed the foreign labor relations, along with AEWR increasing once again this year to 1581. So be sure to contact Michaela for more information on that meeting. And it would be a good meeting for you to attend. With that being said, we need to get a message on for some of our sponsors. We'll be back with more of the Gardener's Corner program with Michaela Berryhill right after these messages from T.G. Brooks Supply Company and JT Allison, Jody and Kim rocking the county one load at a time.
T.G. Brooks Supply Company wishes you a successful 2024. We will probably get a taste of more real winter and cold winter nights and days in January, which suggests a trip out to T.G. Brooks Company, 411 Helena Mariah Road in Timberlake. Cold weather needs are found like furnace filters, stove pipe, pipe insulation, plastic to put around your windows. Also, water heater elements, thermostats, pressure relief valves, ice melt, birdseed and sunflower and black oil seed. There are shovels in case we may have some snow. They have wedges, axes, and mauls for getting stove wood ready. They have gloves, lined and unlined, in leather and cloth. They are your first choice for well pumps and piping when water problems occur, with a selection of submersible, pipe, pump wire, and pipe fittings. They carry cast iron cookware, plenty of dog food, and 100% kiln-dried cedar shavings. They also have dog kennels. You might need an outdoor thermometer. Plan to spend a little time at T.G. Brooks Supply Company, talking about warmer days in a couple of months and getting information on your future lawn and garden plans. Soon we'll be talking about putting out pre-emergent weed control. Come to the place people like to shop from all over the region, including Maybell's Boutique upstairs. Maybell's Boutique, a family business featuring children's clothing, shoes, and other nice selections for children heading into 2024. Faithful to the homeowner, farmer, and construction worker since 1936. Phone anytime you need advice at 364-3016. Remember, this in our new year, everything works out when you have a T.G. Brooks Supply Company day. No week is complete without a visit to T.G. Brooks Supply Company and Maybell's Boutique.
Do you have those annoying potholes in your driveway? Need some driveway regrading? Or maybe you just need some new gravel? Give J.T. Allison a call. Jody has been in business for over 25 years, specializing in driveway grading and hauling gravel. He also does all types of small tractor work and some backhoe and bush hogging work. Jody strives to do a top-notch job and to make sure that you, the customer, is always happy. Whether it's a small job or a big job, we have multiple truck sizes to accommodate your needs. Here at J.T. Allison, we appreciate your business. Check us out on Facebook at J.T. Allison, LLC, or give us a call at 336-583-6250. Jody and Kim Allison. We are rocking the county one load at a time.
We do appreciate the support from Jody and Kim Allison with JT Allison and also T.G. Brooks Supply Company and North Main Street Tacos. I want to make mention of one other thing. The 2024 Upper Middle Belt Tobacco Gap Meeting will be Monday in Oxford, the 22nd. You can call 919-603-1350, or you can call the Person County office, 336-599-1195. And then Wheat Management Drop-In Field Day will be on the 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and you can contact Michaela Berryhill for more information on that. 336-599-1195 or 919-603-1350. Lexi, I need a few more numbers to try to keep up with, but always something going on with the extension service. Anytime you have a question, feel free to give them a call. Most of the services that they offer are free. There is a few that you have to pay for. Now, like right now, if you want to get your soil samples turned in, it's a $4 fee in effect. If you want to get some water tested, hay tested, stuff like that, it is a small fee. But they always offer free advice on any issue that you may have. And don't be afraid to reach out to any of the agents. They're all friendly and extremely knowledgeable. Lexi, we've got about maybe 2.5 minutes at the most. Parting remarks?
Yeah. I just want to say that we've also got our Youth on Target Club that is starting up this year again after a hiatus. They're not going to start meeting until March, so just stay tuned for some more information. But please do get youth enrolled in 4-H online for that club if you're interested in participating. That will help us get all of the paperwork in place to make this club happen. I've got a quick couple of announcements from Kim Woods and Johnny Coley. Kim forwarded me some information about a livestock science camp that's going to be happening through NC State this summer. And this is for youth ages 15 to 18 years old who want to apply science and careers maybe related to animal production. You don't have to have prior experience working with animals. It's a fun and safe place to try new things. It's about a week long during the summer. You can stay on campus at NC State. So just get in touch with myself or Kim Woods for more information on that livestock science camp. Again, my email address is afwick@ncsu.edu. And one last thing, Johnny Coley wanted me to mention that he is planning a pruning workshop for February 17th. So save that date. He is going to have more information on that pruning workshop next week when he is on the radio. But just for now, save that date, February 17th, for a pruning workshop in Timberlake.
A lot of good information right there. And Johnny will be on the program next week so we can talk a little bit more about the pruning demonstration. Lexi, appreciate you taking out some time and sharing some wonderful information. But again, let's encourage everybody that has someone that they would like to get involved in 4-H, go online, get it taken care of. If you want to participate in the Feather Classic, registration starts February 1st and ends the last part of February. Don't delay. Go ahead and decide what you want to do and become involved. Lexi, I hope you have a wonderful and safe weekend and appreciate everything that you do and the other agents do for us here at the radio station and all of our listeners.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks goes out to TG Brooks Supply Company, North Main Street Tacos, and JT Allison, Jody, and Kim, rocking the county one load at a time. We are joining with news from the North Carolina News Network.